Hello and welcome. We are on the third Sunday of Advent. And I would just like to say before I begin the podcast, I'll miss next Sunday, the fourth Sunday, because I will be on a week's leave, finally finishing up my annual leave for the year in what has been a rather disrupted year for many people, and then back in the parish just before Christmas. It depends on how things go before Christmas as to whether I make a podcast for Christmas Day itself, so you might want to check back for that. Then I would probably miss a couple of Sundays because I am moving to a new parish. The bishop has asked me to move to St. Nicholas's Parish in East Tamworth, and that will require some time of settling in, of course, and packing up and unpacking. So it might take me a little while to get back to what you could call normal routine. So if I could just say, watch this space, so to speak, and thank you for your support and downloading the podcasts and homilies over the year. And I want to wish you not only a wonderful and happy Advent for now that we are almost halfway through, but also a blessed Christmas and God's blessings upon you and your families for the holy season. The third Sunday of Advent is called Gaudete Sunday because the introit, or the entrance antiphon of today's Mass, begins with the words Gaudete in Domino Semper, meaning rejoice in the Lord always. Comes from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 4 to 5. And this idea is repeated in similar words in the epistle of today's Mass, where St. Paul is writing to the Thessalonians, and he exhorts us to, quote, rejoice at all times, to pray constantly, and for all things give thanks to God. The responsorial psalm of the sacred liturgy today takes up this same theme, and instead of coming from one of the psalms of the Book of Psalms in the Old Testament, our responsorial psalm today is the Song of Our Lady, Mary. And it is the prayer that comes from her sinless heart as she is greeted by her cousin St. Elizabeth on the occasion of the Visitation. So the joy of the Blessed Virgin Mary is part of our liturgy today as well. In the Gospel reading, we continue to be reminded about St. John the Baptist, who did marvelous deeds and stirred the people to repentance. But he made it abundantly clear that he was not the expected Messiah, nor was he one of the prophets of the Old Testament returned from the dead. He was a voice crying in the wilderness, pointing the way, calling the people to be ready when Christ was made manifest. Down through the centuries, the people of Israel had been prepared through the prophets, particularly Isaiah, whom we hear in the Old Testament reading at today's Mass. They were prepared for a Messiah who would be one of them, not an outsider. And this may be why many flocked to the Baptist. He had come from among them, but his words and his lifestyle both fascinated and appealed to them as well as challenged them. This is important because while we are saved by God, who came from outside our humanity, being one with our humanity, Jesus the Messiah would be able to take our sins and our death upon himself and liberate humanity from these and pour out his Holy Spirit to give life to many. Advent casts our minds and our hearts back to the many centuries from Abraham to the Baptist, in which Israel was able to discover that God had only one reason to reveal himself to them. God had only one motive for choosing them from among all the peoples of the earth as his special possession. That one reason was God's sheer, gratuitous love. Through the prophets, Israel understood, and we can understand also, that this undeserved and unmerited love that God has means that God also never stops saving and pardoning unfaithfulness and sins. For this reason, Advent has the call to repentance and sorrow for sins. God's love and mercy is so great, and it is contained fully and clearly in the sacrament of confession. So please prepare spiritually for Christmas by making your Christmas confession. This abundant and never-ending love that God has for Israel needed to be expressed so that it could be understood from our human experience. So we find in the Old Testament that God's love is compared to a father's love for his son. Also, in other places, God's love for his people is declared to be stronger than a mother's love for her children. Most poetically, in other places, especially the Song of Songs or the Canticle of Solomon, God loves his people more than a bridegroom loves his bride. Time and again it is demonstrated that God's love will be victorious even over the worst infidelities and most horrible of sins. Even more remarkable and unique, though, and this is the revelation of the New Testament, this astounding love of God will become visible in a human person. God's only Son would be born in Bethlehem. Brothers and sisters, every human person has the capability of forgetting God or even rejecting him. But despite that, God never ceases to call everyone to seek him and in finding him to discover true life and happiness. And so God becomes the source of our joy. That, if you like, is our human vocation, our human calling, to seek God, to find him, to discover true life and true happiness, and then to enter in to the joy that only God can give. May you have a blessed Gaudete Sunday, and may the joy that comes from God fill your heart.